Africa Cup of Nations football.
Kim, it's the third day of competition at the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Equatorial Guinea. Group C is in the spotlight this evening in Mongomo. The Black Stars of Ghana are going against the Lions of Teranga of Senegal at this hour. And that will be followed by a match between the Desert Foxes of Algeria, Africa's highest-ranked team, and Bafana Bafana of South Africa. Our African football guru, David Legg, says Group C is shaping up as one of the most competitive Nations Cup groups in history.
This is the group of death twice over, really. It may well, Sonny, be the toughest group ever in the history of the Africa Cup of Nations, because normally with a group of death, you'll get three really strong teams, but you will get one side that is perhaps slightly weaker. There just doesn't seem to be a weak link among these four. We start with Algeria, 15 previous appearances. They were champions once in 1990 when they hosted the competition. They are ranked first in Africa and 18th in the world. My key player for them is Yassine Brahimi, an outstanding midfielder at the World Cup in Brazil last year. Christian Gourcuff, a Frenchman, is their coach and are known as the Desert Foxes. On to the Black Stars of Ghana. Previous appearances, 19. Champion, Sonny, four times. 63, 65, 78, and 82. So it's been a long time since those Black Stars were on the winner's podium. They're ranked 5th in Africa and 37th in the world. They've got several key players. The one I've singled out, their striker and captain, Asamoah Gaya. I think his goals could be pivotal to their chances. And their nickname, of course, one of the oldest nicknames in African football, the Black Stars. On to Senegal, 12 previous appearances. They came closest in finishing as runners-up in 2002. Rankings, 4th in Africa and 35th in the world. Again, Sonny, I had quite a few key players to choose from. I went for the striker, Papis Demba Cisse. Their coach, the former French superstar, Alain Giresse, and a rather strong nickname, the Teranga Lions. Last, but I hope not least, as a South African, South Africa. The previous appearances were 8. They were champions in 1996. They're ranked 12th in Africa and 52nd in the world. Again, several players I could have put in as the key player. I've gone for the midfielder, Andile Djali. The coach is Ephraim Sheikh Mashaba. And again, a nickname that's very well known throughout Africa. It's Bafana Bafana, which translated means simply the boys.
Arise and shine, Bafana Bafana, arise and shine. Let your victory be enshrined in the great annals of soccer. Tackle them and leave them dizzy. Tackle them and leave them mesmerized. Shine, Bafana Bafana, shine. Hola, Bafana Bafana, hola, Bafana Bafana, Bafana Bafana, Bafana Bafana.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. We just heard that Bafana Bafana jingle. If you go to the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page at facebook.com/VOA Sunny, you'll see me wearing a Bafana Bafana jersey. The jersey was a gift from our Johannesburg-based Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma when I visited South Africa for the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Meanwhile, Mark reports both of Sunday's Nations Cup matches ended in draws.
Second-half goals by Ali Monser and Almeida Ramos saw Tunisia and Cape Verde Islands draw 1-1 in Ebebiyin on Sunday. Earlier on in the other group B tie, Given Singuluma scored in the first half, while Yannick Bolaise replied in the second half as Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo also drew 1-1. In Malabo, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, reckons the tournament is off to a good start. CAF Secretary-General Hicham El-Amrani explains.
Yes, so far very, very satisfied and honestly a bit beyond expectation, because 50 days seemed as an impossible challenge, but we didn't really have a choice. But we were amazed by the support we got from the local organizing committee and the head of state himself. And all the teams work very hard to ensure that we do have 4 sites operating, pitches installed, hotels made, security guaranteed, and all those key requirements for a large-scale tournament. So as you have seen yesterday, the start was good with a full house, a lot of people, a good pitch, good matches, good football. And finally, we talked about football, which was good after all this time. So far, yes, we are okay with the start.
That was Hicham El Amrani, the Confederation of African Football Secretary General, speaking in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Because
this is Africa. It's time for Africa.
The 30th Africa Cup of Nations officially kicked off on Saturday, as we hear now from the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shegun Dot, on the spot at Ayemi.
Good evening, Africa. The 2015 Africa Cup of Nations kicked off in Equatorial Guinea on Saturday. The 30th edition of the 2-yearly African football extravaganza started with 2 matches in the port city of Bata. Equatorial Guinea took over as Nations Cup host from Morocco, which was stripped of the hosting rights in October when it asked for a postponement over Ebola fears. 16 teams are participating in the 3-week tournament that will run through February 8th. In the opening game, host Equatorial Guinea was denied victory by Congo Brazzaville after both played 1-1. A sellout crowd of 35,000 turned out for the Group A game. The hosts, who had just 2 months to prepare after being catapulted into the 16-team finals, missed a potentially famous win as they gave up a late goal. Equatorial Guinea opened scoring in the 17th minute through English-based captain Emilio Unsue, but the hosts allowed Congo to dominate the last 20 minutes of the game, and the inevitable equalizer followed 3 minutes from the end. It was a heartbreaking reversal for an over-capacity crowd who jammed the stairwells and aisle of the stands at the 35,000 capacity stadium after many had broken through a gate leading into the stadium. Equatorial Guinea's new coach Esteban Becker had just 2 weeks to prepare the national team for the game. Former Spanish international Andoni Goycochea was replaced by the Argentine-born Becker, who was coach of Equatorial Guinea's women's team. Equatorial Guinea remains in battle for its next match on Wednesday against Burkina Faso, which finished runner-up at the last Nations Cup but lost its opening game 2-0 to Gabon on Saturday. Here, Emery Aubameyang and Malik Evouna were on targets as Gabon beat Burkina Faso with a goal in each half. Borussia Dortmund striker Aubameyang confirmed his potential to become the next African superstar with a cool finish after 90 minutes, and Evouna headed home just under 20 minutes from time to secure a hard-fought win. And President Teodoro Obiang Nguema of the Central African Nation of Equatorial Guinea said on Saturday that his country was proud to host the Africa Cup of Nations, quote, despite criticism from our enemies, unquote. Speaking at the opening ceremony, President Nguema said Equatorial Guinea warmly welcomes the sporting youth of Africa and modestly offers its contribution and its hospitality. The president's speech was loudly applauded by the home fans, who filled the Estadio do Bata, where the Nzalang National, as the country's national team is known, were held to a 1-1 draw by Congo. The home fans then gave a rousing rendition of the country's national anthem prior to the match, which was attended by the president of Gabon, Congo Brazzaville, Togo, Mali, and the Central African Republic. Equatorial Guinea was only named as host in November 2014. After original host Morocco stepped down due to fears over the spread of Ebola as the virus ravages parts of West Africa. As President Nguema was beating his chest over the hosting of the Nations Cup, Congo coach Claude Roy was criticizing the tournament organizers. The Congolese team spent more than 1 hour fighting through traffic to reach the stadium for the tournament's opening match.
When we are leaving every training, the bus to go to the stadium, it takes 12 minutes. Today, with 40 degrees Celsius in the bus, no more AC, it took 65 minutes. They put us in the crowd, in the big traffic jam. Everybody was smiling, the policeman. Maybe it's not only an excuse, but if our beginning in the game was so poor, it's also a reason the high-level competition is playing on details. And if the CAF doesn't understand that they have to protect the teams to arrive from the hotel to the stadium, they have to change. Because it's not possible to do that like that. It's not possible for the players to disrespect the players like that. 65 minutes for 12 minutes, usually. I called from the bus Anthony Bafoué, who is the coordinator. He was so furious, you know. And it seems that the same thing happened also to Burkina. That means we can understand that everybody wants to see the Guinea Equatorial because they save the competition. The fantastic people who save the competition, but we cannot admit everything for that.
Leroy previously complained about hotel and training conditions. Congo went behind to a 17th-minute goal in a sluggish start, but later took control of the match to force a late equalizer. Leroy is coaching at your record 8th Africa Cup of Nations.
Thanks, Segun. That's the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot, on the spot at Adeyemi. Quick update now from Mongomo for our VOA Nations Cup fans. Ghana leads Senegal 1-0. We're in the 41st minute. The Black Stars got on the scoreboard through a 14th-minute penalty shot from Andre Dede Ayew. Andre, one of the sons, of course, of that great Ghanaian. Yes, Andre Ayew, 14th-minute penalty shot. Ghana leads Senegal 1-0 in the 41st minute.